This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Female Orgasm Podcast, where we explore the potential of female orgasm, more pleasure, and a better sex life for both men and women. This is Terry Goffinet, and I am your host. Today, our guests are Daisy and Cedric, and we're going to be talking about the demonstration of a one-hour orgasm. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me here on the show.
Daisy and Cedric recently attended an Observation of Intense Coming course offered by the Wellcome Consensus, who are internationally renowned researchers and educators in sensuality. Our show today will be about their experience of the one-hour orgasm demonstration. Listen in, and you'll find out what it's like to witness a woman in orgasm for 1 hour, what these two students experienced, and how witnessing a one-hour orgasm can impact your sex life. So the first question I have for you today is a pretty simple one. What do you like about the one-hour demonstration? What do you enjoy about witnessing a woman in orgasm for an hour?
I liked having the opportunity to see a woman having an orgasm in front of me, to watch the way her body changed, the way her pussy engorged, different changes that I noticed in her, the way that she was communicating with the man that was doing her, and how good it felt to watch in my own body and to see.
Well, first of all, for me, I mean, that this even existed, that there was a place where I could go and see a woman in orgasm for 1 hour, and it was interactive. There was a before, during, and after part where you could talk and talk to the instructors all the way through, and I felt like I was in it. That's what I liked about it.
Now, you both said a little bit about this, but I want you to say some more about what were your experiences. I mean, you were at the same demonstration, right?
We were.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're two different people. It's great because we have a woman's perspective. We have a man's perspective here. And I just want to hear a little bit more about what you experienced, particularly the part where she's being done, the demonstration portion of the course. What you, sitting in your chair, what you experienced witnessing the demonstration?
Well, for me, I was interested in seeing what it was, what doing was, what putting your finger on a woman's clit for that long looked like. So I got to see how he positioned himself and what his placement of his hand was on her pussy and how he did it, like to be able to sit in that chair and see RJ doing her for that amount of time and to be able to ask questions about it. That's what I got out of it. That's what really stands out, is having it right in front of me and having it be open to ask questions and to just really get a close look at what was going on.
Great. That's good. Good to know.
From the very beginning for me, I just loved the way that RJ and she were talking. They talked about how the orgasm, how the experience was going to go. And from the moment, even before he put his finger down on her clitoris, he told her, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to put my finger down. And they had that agreement. It was so fun. And I could feel the way that the sensation as he was doing her would build and build. There was this one point, he was taking her up, and it was a room full of students. There was about 8 of us in the room. And as we were watching, I could feel the room get like this feeling, palpable feeling of the energy increasing, and it increased in my body. And at one point, I could see the way that her genitals had become so much more engorged, and the inside of her labia were this bright, bright pink color. And as I noticed that engorgement and those changes in her pussy, I started feeling my own body, and I could feel the way that my pussy was pressing down into the chair more. It was like, I was experiencing that myself from watching her, and it was so much fun. It was really fun.
Now, what have you taken since you've seen the demonstration, and there's been a couple weeks since that happened, since that time, what have you taken from the demonstration into your own sensual life, your own sex life, that's had it change, had it get better, had it be different?
The thing that really stands out is I observed a man noticing a woman and how what he felt and how she felt while he was doing her. And I've taken it into my sex life because I have doing as part of my sex life. And when I put my finger down on her clit, I notice her. And to be able to talk about it in the 1 hour do demonstration, and then put and feel it, and then put that into my sex life, I can really feel a difference in what I feel and what I feel in my body while I'm doing her, and what I notice, and also my communication while I'm stroking her clit, and my descriptions, my communication of the descriptions of what I'm feeling have gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I experienced was I noticed when RJ was doing Susan that they had this communication between the two of them, and there was a flow that felt seamless when I was watching and experiencing it while I was there. And what I've taken from that into my own sex life is that ability and willingness to say those things that I feel right away in the moment when he's doing me. I can say simply, that feels really good, where you're stroking feels really good, and knowing it's a simple acknowledgement. You could say, oh, it's so simple, it's just a little thing, but acknowledging that, oh, right there feels so good, it's something to build on. It's so fun to be able to relate that way.
It sounds fun.
It is fun.
So as the woman instructor was being done and having an orgasm, you sitting in the course itself, you could feel that in your own body. You gave a very lovely description of that. How was that for you, Cedric?
Well, I could feel it. You know, he took her on a ride over that hour, and you could feel how it started with their communication at the beginning, and he put his hands down and he started stroking her clit, and it built over the course of that hour. And I felt it as like energy in my chest and like a hot sensation at times and like a building of energy, and the room got hot. And, you know, as he took her up on some of the higher peaks, I felt like a light sensation in my head, and visually the colors in the room got brighter as he took her up, and it felt like the whole room was going up.
Oh, that's a fun description. Now, what would you tell somebody who's never been to a one-hour demonstration? Because a lot of people don't really know that this exists, and a lot of people, when they hear of it, they still don't believe it. So you probably talk to new students or people about who've never heard of it. What do you say to them about witnessing this type of orgasm?
Well, witnessing this type of orgasm, it has the potential of changing your life, because it's so expansive what they're offering in this. And it starts at the simple place of noticing that woman. Like, you have a woman in your life, and this is what every guy has been looking for, the viewpoints and what they talk about, and then the actual practicality of doing. It's something that you can put into your life. And this is a place, this is a demonstration of what's possible. So you can take this information and expand your life further than you could have imagined.
And how about you, Daisy?
Well, I think about introducing this to someone who had never heard of it before. And sensuality, sexuality, it's one of those things some people like to talk about, some people don't talk about it very much. But from my perspective, everyone out there, we're all interested in having more gratifying relationships, having more intimacy, knowing our partners better, pleasuring each other better. And I feel like what the Welcome Consensus offers in this one-hour orgasm demonstration is an opportunity for you to see, as an outsider, when do you have that opportunity to see two people relating over their pleasure and utilizing tools of slowing down and feeling and noticing one another, paying that much attention to one another to produce that kind of pleasure and orgasm that lasts an hour.
Well said. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking a few minutes out of your busy day to talk about orgasm. It's been a pleasure getting to know both of you better, and hope you'll join us again soon.
Me too. It's been a lot of fun, Terry. Thank you.
It's been fun. Thank you.
This is Terry Goffinette, and you've been listening to the Female Orgasm Podcast. Tune in again soon for fresh new topics that will bring more pleasure and orgasm into your life. If you'd like to find out more about courses taught by the Welcome Consensus, you can visit their website at www.welcomed.com, or you can reach them by calling toll-free 1-877-469-8636. Thank you and have a great day.